first half.
I would say I'm not very hungry. I would eat something, though, out of courtesy.
And over the term for food that's been warmed over, you know, cooked a second time.
Oh, leftovers.
And when you're eating, you take the food and you put it in your mouth.
To chew it.
Can you tell me about some of the different kinds of vegetables and so forth that are grown around here
that
people eat?
Mm-hmm. We have, new potatoes are potatoes you grow in the garden. Snap beans, tomatoes, okra, squash, corn, butter beans, watermelons, cucumbers, to name a few.
You mentioned new potatoes. Those are small red ones.
Some get pretty good size. I got some at home that are about this big round that I got from a fellow at East Point. Oh yeah, like a concoction, it's just really southern. You take some new potatoes, string beans, and pieces of ham, and cook those together. And it comes out real good.
My wife.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. In fact, when she cooks them, also we have something like beans. It's like my mom boil.
Right.
She always boils them in with the beans.
Mm-hmm. Does she leave the skin on, or she leave the skin off?
She usually leaves the skin on.
Yes. I used to scrape mine, but my wife is a northerner, and she leaves the skin on.
Mm-hmm.
So I peel mine at the table.
Yeah, I peel mine. I use the
paper. Yeah, I've tried that.
Yeah. You mentioned butter beans. Any other name that you have for those?
Mm-hmm. Lima beans.
They mean the same thing?
I don't think so. They're different.
How would the difference be?
I think they're the butter beans, and you pick some, put butter on them. No, that's different. Lima beans are usually dry.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Butter beans are usually fresh.
And in butter beans, what do you say you have to do to the butter beans?
You have to shell them.
Mm-hmm.
Or hull, and you know, as the expression goes.
If you take the tops of turnips, put them in what you call it, you have a mess of oil.
Turnip greens.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What kind of vegetables would you mention? Tomatoes. What else might you put in a salad?
Okay, lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
And carrots.
Mm-hmm.
And celery.
Mm-hmm.
And you may put in some endive and some onion. And some other stuff like that.
You mentioned onion. You have a name for the small, nice little fresh onions?
Yes, uh-huh. Several names for them. Green onions.
You mentioned tomatoes. What about the small tomatoes that never get, you know, any big onions?
Tomatoes. Other names, too, I can't mention on the tape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you going to say what you want me?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, at one time, we used to use an outdoor toilet. Tomato seeds will not be killed by your insides, and those tomatoes will revert back to their original state. We take, you know, we see them growing behind the toilet, so we'd plant them in the garden, and they'd always be tomatoes. So we had another name for them then.
Yeah.
Outhouse tomatoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was not aware of that.
Yes.
Now, the thing about the size of the potatoes, the red peppery kind of thing that grows under the ground.
Yeah.
We call that
red pepper thing that grows under the ground.
Yeah, peppery kind of thing that grows on the ground. You have to dig it out to eat it.
Oh, you mean radishes?
Yeah. And
they're hot. Some are white, and they aren't hot. Some are long, you know, and.
Another kind of vegetable, like lettuce, it comes.